Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to the Sans Fans Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden and I'm here with Cass Page as always. Hello, Cass.
Hello, Hayden.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. And we are also joined by Ben Russell.
Hello, both of you, my favorite brothers, sisters from other mothers and misters.
Wow, I don't think I've heard sister from another mister before.
Yeah.
That's
well,
good.
I'm a trailblazer.
Okay. You're a real pioneer.
I'm coming up with things that you haven't even thought of before. Okay. I'm an industry disruptor. I look at a space in the marketplace and I say, I'm going to fucking get in there and mix it all up.
I love that about you. And that's why we got you on. And today we're talking about grass. Ever heard of it?
I have. Yeah. Cooch?
Coochie?
Pardon me?
Cooch grass?
What's cooch grass? Well, I think I know.
Grass, but... I think. Unless I just made that up, which, you know, that's so like
cooch
me.
Grass, pussy grass.
anal grass.
Cooch grass.
Are you Googling cooch grass, Ben?
No, it's called couch grass.
Couch grass.
Couch grass.
Yeah. What's couch grass? What are the qualities of couch grass?
It's just grass.
Is it really comfy? Is that why it's couch grass?
Possibly.
Was it discovered by Mr. Couch?
It was discovered by a couch.
Yeah. Do you know that there's a snake called the children's python, and it's like a great pet snake for children because it's really tame. It doesn't grow very big. It's like, obviously it's not venomous and it's like pretty docile. And people assume that it's called the children's python because of that. But it was discovered by Dr. Children's. Yeah. I always think it's very
Someone
funny.
Think of the children's. Yes.
You rang?
I've actually heard the opposite where people have been tricked into buying it and it's, you know, it's a fine snake for a child.
It's a
but
fine
it's not
snake.
The best one.
It's a great snake.
You can
snake
get other more
child.
Docile, happier snakes.
I can't. We had a children's python growing up, Ben, and I can't speak more highly of them.
It bit you heaps.
Yeah, it did. but you know, it's a snake. It's what they do. You can't hold
Snakes
it against
bite.
Them. He's got no
they
arms.
Slither, they bite.
Yeah.
They can't regulate their own body temperature.
Exactly. Yeah. They can't push me away. They can't say no. They've got to bite me and make me cry. Because it's scary to get bitten by a snake. Something
Snakes
in your brain goes,
poop.
Oh, you're
you ever seen a? You ever seen the poop of a snake? No good.
I've seen it, but I've seen it. I've touched it. I've done all there is to do to a... Well, no.
Yeah, he has done all there is to do to a snake poo.
Everything above board...
Have you put the snake poo up into your bum and pooed out and gone, look,
well,
I'm a snake?
Of course, because there's extra nutrients in there. Have you seen a snake poo where it's just white, where they poo the bones? Do you know about this, Ben?
Yeah. Well, their piss is like... pebbles or something.
Their piss is not pebbles.
Their
I don't know where you're getting that
Their
from.
Piss is shit, right?
They have a cloaca...
The
right,
piss is shit.
So they got one hole. I don't know about piss.
Don't we all?
He sort of had. I don't know if they really piss. I think it's just shit.
I think it's a bird cloaca situation.
Yeah.
The piss they do. Their piss looks like shit, but it's not.
Interesting, right, because it poos out in two separate logs. There's a poo log, which is brown, and then there's a white log, which is just bone and stuff, I guess.
How do they break down the piss. All those bones?
That could be the piss, you
Maybe
think?
Maybe the piss dissolves piss bones. The bones.
They piss bones? You know what? Maybe I'm just making up that that's bones, and I did that in my head. I did the maths.
But
I'm like, well,
where
that
else would the bones go?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Hmm. Interesting.
Mm. Where do bones go?
What was the thing?
Wheat, grass.
Oh, yes.
Grass.
Wheat is a type of grass. Did you know this?
Is it actually?
What is?
Yeah.
Cannabis.
Wheat.
Oh, wheat. I think you said wheat. Weed. Duh.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, corn's wheat. Also a kind of grass.
Yeah, corn, barley.
Wow.
Cereals. Wheat.
There are so many different kinds of
They're
grass.
They're all fucking
in the world.
Grass. Bamboo. That's grass.
That's grass. Fucked.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask, what plant would you make grass if you got to pick the next grass?
Like replace stuff on your lawn.
Yeah, like
what plant would I make grass?
I think a bamboo lawn could be fun. Just
you can
a real,
it down.
Just thick bamboo in your front yard.
Would you
well, you know
it
how
down?
We like made dogs small. Let's just make bamboo small.
We can do it.
I feel
we'll
like we've done that. I feel you can get plant tabletop bamboo in a little pot plant.
Oh, that's
right?
So cute.
The little lucky bamboo thing.
That's sad.
Tell you
I
what,
think bamboo should
they should
be
free.
Yeah.
Tell you what I think about all the time is that torture where. They tie you over a bamboo and then let the bamboo go through you.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would, I mean, controversial opinion. I reckon that would suck, actually.
Oh,
I
you
think
reckon?
That, I wouldn't be into it.
I think I'd be fine. I think I'd
you
let
could
the
body it?
Yeah, I'd body it. I think I'd let the bamboo grow through me and my body would be fine with it.
You would think that, because most plants grow around stuff. Like a tree will grow around a fence, not through a fence.
But bamboo goes bamboos, straight up.
That's true. Mm. Yeah, there's no room to grow. No room
can't
to
do it. It's a grass, man.
Yeah.
A grassman. What's your favorite type of grass?
Well, bamboo, now that you said it, but previously, what's crabgrass? I like the name. I'm not really sure what it is.
Is that the blue one, or am I thinking of bluegrass?
You're thinking of bluegrass,
yeah, that's
which
bluegrass.
Is a
Kentucky bluegrass. That's my favorite grass. You know yeah. what I mean?
Love playing on that mouth harp. Get a bit of banjo involved as well. Now
do,
you're talking.
Do, 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 do.
Whoa, okay. I remember there's a musical, yep. Ben.
Does clover thank count you. As grass?
I don't what? Know. Does it?
Well, if it
clover.
Does, then that's my favorite.
Mm,
I know it definitely covers the ground in a certain way. And that would
is that all that qualifies?
No, I'm sure there's other qualifications. I just
we,
tried to look
what
up.
What do we think about reeds and rushes?
Oh, I love a rush and a reed. Love it.
I appreciate what they're doing for the rivers. I'm not a fan.
Tell you what I fucking love on the same note, mangroves.
Okay,
you went to I love
I'm
a mangrove.
Oh,
again, I was watching
I appreciate what they're doing for the ocean.
Watching a documentary where maybe Zac Efron was there and he was hanging out in the mangroves and it's just such a disgusting sort of mess in there. It's like the worst place to be if you're a human person. Like, there's no way to stand. It's just like horrible, still, mucky water and everything's, it's all thick. It's like the opposite of where we should be. And I like that. I think it's cool.
You like because you're a rebel.
Yeah, I'm a rebel. Yeah.
You're
a
maniac.
Do you go to a mangrove now that you know that you shouldn't be there?
It's not that I shouldn't be there. It's just like, I think it's one of the worst biomes to be as a human.
Mm.
There's nowhere to go.
Like salt flats for a slug.
Yes, exactly. Mangroves are our salt. I've always been
He's always said it.
I think volcanoes are our salt.
Oh, yeah, that would do us.
At least that'll be fast.
Or salt is also our salt.
Yeah. What makes us fizz up like a slug that gets salted? Do we fizz up at all?
If we had enough salt, then we would fizz up.
Yeah. No, we wouldn't fizz up.
Yeah,
would
if we had enough salt, we'd fizz the fuck up, man.
None of our goo's on the outside.
Yeah, they've got goo on the outside. That's what makes them fizz.
Yeah, but so we'd have to get something into our goo.
Yeah. If I split you open and poured salt in it, you'd fizz the fuck up, dude.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Or do you reckon we need something like bicarb or like citric acid?
If I poured salt into your ass,
yep.
Hayden,
yes,
you'd fizz up through your ass.
I don't think. Wouldn't it dry me out? Wouldn't it suck the moisture
out?
Yeah,
you need to drink. You need to rehydrate. Absolutely.
If you're poofing salt
after I've fizzed
you're
out,
be very
I don't
thirsty.
Think you'd poop either. I don't think you'd poop for a while.
Yeah, wouldn't need to.
No,
it all came out
soak
as fizz.
It all up. Yeah. Rushes are good. I like rushes. You make them make baskets out of those fucking reeds.
Yeah.
That is true.
What is a rush? What's the difference between a rush and a reed?
I don't know. I think they're just a variation of the same of a similar thing.
Is one a dry version of the first one? Surely not.
I think as a rush is a type of reed, or a reed is a rush. I think they might be interchangeable.
It grows on like riverbanks, right? So it's got wet feet.
Yeah.
That's what I like. I think I like
you collect them. You collect them in, and you dry them out and you make baskets and mats and all that shit.
Cool. Have you ever made anything out of any natural material? Like, I think that'd be very satisfying to make a basket out of a reed or a rush. That'd be good. I think it would scratch a primal itch or something.
I turn little thoughts and ideas into little things to make people laugh.
That's true.
That is
like
very
the caveman
beautiful.
Did before
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
You don't even need a paint on the walls.
A paint on the walls?
Paint on the walls.
No paint on the walls. I like Ben's interpretation better. You don't even
you don't
need to
paint,
paint
on the walls.
Is there erotic cave art? There must be.
There can't not be.
Surely that's like the first thing, because if I'm a caveman, that's the first thing I'm painting.
Yeah, I mean, there is like records of just graffiti, people just drawing. I mean, that's kind of what the first cave paintings were, just bored idiots just fucking
yeah, those
rubbing.
Fucking morons.
I think it's nice that, I know the shape hasn't changed, but if you look at old dick drawings, we're still using like the same shapes. And what I know dicks are still the same, and dicks have been the same for ages.
But isn't like, you know, that classic cartoon dick that doesn't really look that much like a dick?
Yeah.
We've been doing that?
They've been doing that for ages. And also the big titty statues.
Yeah, big titty in. But I think one of the dick things, maybe I tell a lie, one of the dick things that was quite popular back in times of old and is coming back around is like a side profile dick. So instead of being like...
It's coming back.
Yeah, side profile dick's coming back.
Side profile is back, baby. Back in a big way.
I'm excited for that.
So
I've been going a top-down view, I suppose. I've been kind of drawing an impossible view, really.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have been doing the top-down. Like, I think in our youth and our generation, it's always top-down dick. Sort of like as though you were to push it against a photocopier.
Yeah, it's like a smoosh. It's like a flat. It's like a 2D dick. It's like if you push
I've been doing a side profile dick. I'm not just saying that to impress you.
Well, I'm impressed.
Oh, so you...
I've been doing one for ages. I think it's the easiest one to do.
Have you got a pen and paper near you? Can you show us? Can you show us your side profile dick drawing?
Yes, I can.
How quick can you do one?
Pretty quick.
Yeah, I believe that.
Do you want erect or flaccid?
Oh, options.
Can you do one of each?
Yeah, let's get one of each.
No, there's not enough time.
Okay, you're right. I'll go visual.
This is not a visual medium.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. We'll put it on our Twitter, whatever you draw. At shut up a sec if you want to see Ben's dick drawing of a... did you go flaccid or erect? What'd
We're
you
going
go
erect.
For?
Yeah, I went erect.
It's going hard.
But I think it's a bit small.
That's okay. We don't judge.
It's cold.
It is cold. Yes, if you want to see that, at shut up a sec on Twitter... Have a look at Ben's rock hard dick drawing.
I'm interested to see if you're going to bring the balls into the third dimension, because I think a lot of our interpretation
will there be depth
of penis.
To the ball? Hey, pretty good. Pretty good.
That's a good one. Okay, so we've only got two. We've got a complete side profile, so we're not Picasso wing. We're not cheating the perspective. Mm-mm. We're not getting the second ball in. It's a true side on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do a little pubes, just
a
little pubes.
I was thinking
pubes,
about, so what are you like, going to do with the pubes, with the cooch grass?
He's shaved maybe like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. That's a good length.
So it's a bit itchy.
Bit itchy?
Yeah.
Yeah, like fully shaved, okay.
And then you'd probably do one of these as well, just a bit of cum there.
Yeah, cum, bit of pre-cum at the end. Or it could be post-cum.
Yeah.
But that's how I draw my penis.
That's nice, that's enlightening. There you go.
Thank you.
I think that, you know, pottery, you know, sculpture, all that stuff, brought on by horniness.
Big time.
What else are we doing?
Massaging clay on a wheel, that's a very erotic thing to do.
I think most of the stuff, I say this because I've recently, like, I had a little bit of downtime and I have been having trouble with my rental at the moment. And when I do that, I usually, like, hyper-focus into something. And I hyper-focused into AI.
Oh, yeah.
And Stable Diffusion. Because I was like, I'm going to make pictures and like fun things and, you know, do stuff for my graphics and things like that I need to do like for shows and whatnot. And it's just fun. Like, it's a fun toy. I was just toying around. And most of the things are pornos on the website.
Were you doing it on purpose, the pornos?
People do it on purpose. I just do like pictures of sausage dogs, but like Sam Stalenhag style landscapes. You know, that sort of agricultural science fiction. But I do a little sausage dog in there. So a little sausage dog walking along a field, and then there's like a looming mech. And you can do all that stuff. And I've been doing that and, you know, putting myself into pictures and Maggie into pictures and things like that. It's super fun and it feels like magic.
Mm.
And don't even fucking talk to me about, you know, oh, but it's feeling from, I don't fucking, whatever, dude. It's happened.
You're allowed to have You've your lost. Fun.
You're anti-artist now. I love that.
No, it's just already happened. It's too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
So we can, everything new that comes out, we can say, don't use it. It's, I can't, don't even talk about it, but it's too late.
Yeah, it's already happened.
ChatGPT is happening. Mm-hmm. Stable Diffusion, all these AIs are happening. We can either get angry or try and work with it.
Yeah, you can't resist it, right? Because that's just going to drive you crazy.
Yeah, it's like the, I mean, I'm for the writer's strike, but I read this thing about the post-production in the US, how they don't really give a shit about they're not really standing with the writers or anything because they're like, we've already been through like three industrial revolutions for our industry.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So,
and AI would be like the fourth.
Makes a valid point that you kind of do have to just sort of, it's change is inevitable.
Mm.
Anyway, that's how I justify it. But it's just super fun. It's like, I'm not going to use, it's just for toying around.
Yeah.
But I did notice, it's amazing how you're like, here's a brand new AI, this stuff that does, it scours the internet for images, then puts it all together. And it's fascinating. It almost immediately
pornos.
Used for porno.
Yeah.
For jerking off.
That's all technology as well, right?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
From memory, I think something across, like 3D was first for pornos.
Yep.
Blu-ray, I believe, was first for pornos. HD,
the internet,
4K was VR. All... VR as well.
VR, pornos. Once something, like we make these giant steps and they're like, how can I jerk off to it? Or is it the other way around?
Do I
we
think
make
it's the other way around.
Because we're like,
people are like, I want to jerk off to this.
Yeah. I want to create an image of exactly the type of porno that I like. And I want it to be, I want to be able to make them infinitely. So it's fresh and exciting, but still exactly the same as what I want. Yeah. AI.
I have a dream. And that is that one day we can harness this horny energy.
Mm.
And we can
start a war.
Maybe have something like a Wi-Fi device in our homes, and that captures all that horny energy. And we harness that, and it'll be like harnessing the power of the sun. It'll make energy crises, hunger, all the thing of the past.
Yeah.
We'll use this energy. We'll redirect it out.
It'll be like Monsters, Inc., where they realize that laughter is better than screaming. Horniness is even better than that.
Yeah.
Horniness is better than fighting.
Got to get those monsters to break into... not children's bedroom. It's adults' bedrooms while they're screwing.
Yeah,
play a bit of what's his face? Who's that guy?
Yeah,
Barry White. Oh yeah,
yeah. Or just like show a porno to any dude.
Yeah, just harness the power of AI to project very cool pornos.
You know, that's my dream. I think it's possible. You know, I'm a dreamer. I'm a disruptor. I'm thinking the next new thing. Harnessing this horny energy that we use.
Yeah, I'm into it.
I'm pro. I mean, that energy has to, what's that law? You know, energy can't ever be created or destroyed.
Yeah, it just transfers.
Mm. Yeah.
That's so right.
Which I think is somewhere. A bit of a crock of shit because then there's a type of energy which is potential energy where there's not really anything happening. It's like, I don't know. Does that count?
No, but like the energy is in my apple and then I eat it and then I have the energy to move my feet and then that energy goes into the ground when I'm walking and then the ground takes it away somewhere
else. I don't know
if
the energy goes into the ground.
What's the force, right?
You know what? I don't know. I'm not a physicist. I'm a podcaster for a living,
like you
God's
think
sake.
You're talking like you know what the fuck you're talking about. But you don't.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah,
no one
I
does.
Don't know.
Yeah.
No, Cass, you're all right. It's Hayden.
Oh,
over
what the
there.
Fuck?
It's Hayden over
Come
there.
Come on.
Fucking...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ben Elwood, and I love David Attenborough.
I was absolutely inspired by David as a kid.
I'm definitely not alone in this.
The world of science is full of Attenborough groupies.
I've got a confession about David Attenborough documentaries.
Every week, I'll be sitting with a science expert while we watch an episode of Life on Earth.
Scientists want to talk about stuff. We are damaged.
You do sound like comedians.
We'll be talking about what we're seeing on the screen.
Plants have basically talked other organisms into being flying genitals for them.
Their experience in the field.
I've seen a male cane toad on a rotten mango. Now just go for it.
And whatever other topics spin out of our conversation.
Do you know I got attacked by an octopus one time?
You don't want to start going away from comedy and into depressing, but...
No, that's my wheelhouse.
Thank God for David Attenborough with Ben Elwood. Now available on SansPants Radio.
Hey, look, speaking of what I don't know about, do you mind if I hit you with some grass history?
Please do.
So this is actually pretty topical because... one of my favorite sources to find my facts and history for this podcast
is Quora.com.
It is Quora.com.
Love that.
Did you know Quora has an AI beta bot?
Really?
Wow, no. Cool.
So when you go onto Quora to ask people for their interpretation of what your question is, you have the option of just clicking on Sage, the AI bot who's in beta, to get Sage to give you the answer, which I think is going to destroy everything I love about Quora. But...
yeah, because all the... like, what, 12-year-olds who are using the internet for the first time. Well, they're probably younger now. But, like, you know, the 6-year-olds using the internet for the first time be like, what is the sexiest lady alive? They're all going to ask the beta bot.
But I like when you see, you know, someone's asking, what's the best kind of milk? And someone's, like, putting in their resources, like, I lived on a farm or, like, my mum was a cow. Like, you get all the really human stuff in the Quora. Unfiltered, not completely unchecked stuff.
I love that. Well, that's kind of what ChatGPT is. It's like half the shit, it'll be fixed pretty soon, I would think. But half the shit is just lies. It's awesome.
All right.
ChatGPT, sorry, I'm getting off topic today.
Hey, there's no topic. It's fine. It's Who cares?
ChatGPT is fun because it's really good at coding.
Yeah.
That's really good. Well, yeah, it's a computer.
So like AI is really good with coding and better than humans at coding with some things. So it's like... they can use, they said that it's going to like cause a big jump in not the hardware, but software to become so much more. So things are going to start running faster, technology wise.
Cool.
That's good.
Just purely because of AI.
I saw a thing today that you can put ChatGPT in your Siri. And so you can just have ChatGPT as your Siri.
Oh, that's
like
fun.
Seemingly easy to do. You can just do it on your phone, which I think is cool because I think that's what I imagined Siri was going to be. I think everyone did. And then obviously it came out and you were like, hey, Siri, what's the weather? And they're like, I have no clue. Let me Google that for you. It's like, what's wrong with you? That's a great question. Yeah.
You'd be like, hey.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, like all those ads where it's like, oh, hey, who was the first emperor of China? And Siri's like,
I Google it for you. Here you go.
And then you read it, you stupid son of a bitch.
I'm trying to have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't have any like fun games or anything. You're like, hey, Siri, you know, give me a quiz question or something. He's like, nah.
I found these answers on the web.
Yeah.
I got a Google phone and the Google Assistant, I can't stand its personality.
Can you change it?
Like the voice or the actual just the
vibe?
The vibe.
Yeah, right.
Because it'll be my phone. It'll be like, hey, you got a message. You want to read it? And I'll go, yes or no. Mm-hmm. And it'll be like, do you want to reply? And I say no. And it goes, okay, then. I'm like, okay, why then. Are you being so sarcastic to me?
Okay, mate. Screw you. I've got stuff on.
Come on, dude.
I'm not just sitting in a phone all day like you. I'm actually driving. Got a job.
Oh, did you want to hear what the...
Yeah, tell us the Quora thing.
I wanted to know the history of grass. So I asked the suggested question of, what did the earth look like before the evolution of grass?
That's a good question.
Thank you. Mm. I didn't come up Forests. With it. That was also AI. So
wait, AI came up with the question?
Yeah, when I was trying to find out about like the history of grass, Cora was like, hey, do you want to suggest this question to Abba? Maybe this isn't true AI.
Why? What do you mean?
Do you know what? I think I've reloaded this page first time when I clicked on it and the second time, and I think the answer's the same. I think maybe this isn't.
Oh, I think it's just like
instant AI.
It's just predetermined. It's not thinking. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, what That's they've crazy. Said is that before the evolution of grass, which occurred about 80 million years ago, Earth's landscapes were primarily ferns, mosses, and other non-vascular plants. These plants were much smaller than grasses and did not have deep root system.
Much smaller than grasses?
Yeah.
But grasses, ferns were smaller than grass?
This is an AI.
Okay.
These plants were much smaller than grasses and did not have the deep root systems that grasses have. You know how grasses are traditionally quite famous for their deep root systems.
I mean, famous for their deep root.
I guess, you know, respectively, it kind of like a, what do you call it, proportionally kind of it's deep, right? It's not that big.
I guess so.
I guess. Really sticking up for the really AI here.
Thanks, guys. I'm
it's
an
all
AI.
In your perspective.
I'm an AI tech bro. So. Yeah.
An AI sympathizer.
Yeah.
I think some of that might be bonk.
Yeah.
Some
ferns being
wrong.
Smaller than grass seems bonk. Not right. And that seems like pure bonk.
Yeah, it was ferns. Ferns were first.
Yeah, ferns.
Do you know,
well, mosses,
trees,
I see.
Trees and ferns, well, I actually don't know about ferns, but trees were before bacteria even.
Oh, imagine.
Isn't that cool?
So, a world that was all trees and no bacteria?
Basically,
nice.
Now, I'm doing this from memory of a thing I learned 5 years ago. But the way
You're
I understand
about algae.
It.
You're talking about algae.
No, brother, just listen. So. Trees would fall over before bacteria. And then because there's no bacteria, they don't rot. They would just sort of sit there and petrify and get crushed and crushed. And then they would become coal, right? That's what coal is all these fossilized plant matter. But now there's bacteria, so stuff rots and doesn't become coal, which is why we're obviously running out of coal because coal takes ages to make. But also I think coal isn't being made really anymore.
Well, you can.
I'm excited for the comments that I'm going to get. Because
you can manufacture coal. So,
can you?
Yeah, it's like it's by burning wood at a certain temperature.
Oh, isn't that charcoal?
Yeah. But what's the difference?
I don't know. I thought there were different things.
There's coal and there's charcoal, and coal is coal that, charcoal is coal that you make from burning, hence the char, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That makes sense. You've broken it.
Yeah. I don't know.
You busted this whole thing wide open.
I've cracked that nut.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever thought about the coal or charcoal.
Mate, I think about coal every day. I'm always saying I'm stressing about it.
I think
we're
coal's
running out.
Stupid. I think coal's one of the stupidest of all the things of Earth.
Yeah.
I think coal is the dumbest thing that Earth's ever done.
Mm.
Do we just burn it for energy?
Yeah.
Well, so then it can't be made from burning.
You can burn burnt stuff.
Okay.
You can totally burn stuff.
Yeah. I guess it would burn until it's nothing. Right? Yeah. You can burn a piece of charcoal again until it's nothing.
Okay.
He's right. I'd hate to say it.
Turns it to smoke.
Yeah.
See, the energy's going somewhere.
Yeah.
And then I'm huffing the smoke
sky.
In, and then I do a big cough, and then that's the energy's still there. I'm coughing.
But the matter's still there.
The matter's still there.
That's why we're all stars.
We're all just stars.
We're all just stars.
Would you like to know a fun fact about grass, Ben and Cass?
Yes.
No.
Oh, no. What are we going to do?
Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. Grass is bad for the environment. Do you know that, Ben?
Explain, but it is the environment.
Well, it's a manifest. So grass isn't naturally that short.
So like dogs.
Obviously. So
we've dogged grass.
We've dogged grass.
Not so much. It's more that because there's lawns everywhere in like suburban environments. It's just lawn everywhere. And it's all really short because they don't let it grow very long, which means that there's like basically no biodiversity in that section of ground, which is obviously heaps of that is just all lawn. So there's no biodiversity, so there's less bugs and less animals, it's less birds and there's less everything else. So if you're going to plant a thing that looks like a lawn, you want to get different clovers and different ground, small ground-dwelling plants. And then that way, more bugs, more cool birds, more little animals, and better for the environment. So there you go.
I reckon grass is we dogged grass.
I think we might have dogged grass.
We dogged so many different plants too. Mm. We broccoli is a dog.
Shut up. Did you know that, Ben and Cass, broccoli, cauliflower, broccolini, kale, and a couple other plants.
Brussels sprouts.
They're exactly the same plant. Did you know that, Ben?
Cabbage too.
I knew that they were dogs, but I didn't know they were the same plant.
They're literally all the exact same plant. So obviously broccoli is
They're all just cabbages.
They're all just cabbages. It's brachus or something?
Yeah,
what is it?
Brassica.
Brassica, that's it. Brassica. So kale is like grown for the bigger leaves. Brussels sprouts are grown for the bigger buds. Cauliflower and broccoli grown for the bigger heads. And there's all literally the exact same plant, but just bred to have funny features. We dogged it big time. Corn we dogged. But I think, in my mind, dogging is like a negative thing. Like when we fucked up.
No,
pugs,
apples are dogged.
Apples are dogged. Everything's dogged.
We dogged everything. Have you seen how we dogged watermelons?
Oh, yeah. But I think that you're saying dogging is a negative thing, I think. But I think these are positive doggings.
No. I love dogs.
That's true.
And I think dogs are stoked. For the most part, at least
when
the ones
when they can breathe, they're so happy.
Yeah,
yeah. When they're not being abused, I reckon they're fucking or they live in one of those countries where they eat dogs. I reckon they're the happiest. They've got it real good outside of every other animal, except for maybe like flies and ants.
Are you saying that dogs are happier when they're getting eaten?
No, I'm saying that dogs are like one of the most successful animals on the planet.
If dogs knew the hold they had on us, they'd be chuffed.
Yeah. If dogs unionized together, we'd A, be in trouble, but B, they'd be like, fuck yeah, look at these idiots.
Yeah, we got them. We got them. House now.
But they're wolf, but then I've got a little sausage dog and that's not a wolf. And then there's other dogs that are so big and you're just like, what? How are they the same animal? How is a Great Dane the same as my tiny little sausage dog?
That it's crazy.
When it poops, it doesn't, I need to get its anal glands squeezed every 3 months.
Have you ever tried to do that yourself, expressing the anal gland?
Yeah, I have.
Is it worth it, or do you do it yourself, or do you pay the money?
No, I was like, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah, if any dear listeners don't know, a lot of dogs have just rotten buttholes, and their stink glands, I believe is the professional term, gets clogged up with stink juice.
Well, it's because her poops are not big enough to squeeze out the stink bulbs.
Right. Oh. So you got to squeeze them yourself. You got to put your thumb up there.
I just take them to a vet. Yeah. It costs $30.
That's
and
all right.
I go, hey.
That is
in fact,
so
I took it on Monday. I took 50 to the vet, popped in. Nice old man as a vet. First thing in the morning, I was like, hey, stick your finger up my dog's ass.
And squeeze them glands till horrible juice comes out.
So you actually have to put your finger in the animal's bum.
And can I say that this old man, he was the quickest squeeze I've ever seen.
How much comes out?
He went in, he squeezed it. I mean, quite a bit. It squirted on the floor.
Oh! That's what
Jesus.
Did your dog stink before you do it?
He was so good. You could truly tell that he had the wisdom
the touch.
Of age upon him.
Yeah.
You know, he had definitely had something to teach people. He's been around and seen it and squeezed all of it.
Yeah, he squeezed a few stink glands or two.
Not only did he squeeze so quick, but he did not get any on 50's fur. Because usually he gets on 50's fur. I mean, we still bathe there, but you've got to, like, scrub.
Yeah.
You've got to, like, give her, like, 3 or 4 baths. Because it's one of the worst smells that you've ever smelled.
Wow. The secret life of dogs. Mm.
What's the worst smell that you've ever smelled, Cass?
Oh, that's a good question.
It would probably be some form of bin.
Mm.
I think.
Mm. Oh, that's weak.
Do you know what? I think the bin smells are always shocking. Like, I'm always shocked whenever I smell a bad bin. I'm always like, that's sticking out of my mind is one of the worst, but I've never had to leave a room because of a bin smell. I suppose I'm never in a room when the bin smells bad.
The worst smell I think I've ever smelled was in high school. There was like a drama, like an auditorium kind of thing. It was real dilapidated. Mm-hmm. AC/DC played there once at the Eltham High School thing. And underneath the stage, there was like these like catacombs. Like there were all these little hallways and rooms and stuff that were like fully abandoned. And they were just storage space, but it seemed like no one ever touched the stuff in the storage space. So it was just weird down there. There's like these abandoned toilets, real gross stuff. Anyway, me and Duncan were hanging out there one time and we found this old bottle of Coke and we opened it up because we're like, well, let's just check out how old this bottle of Coke is. Maybe it'll fizz up or something. I don't know. Opened it up and it was like, I don't know what had happened to this bottle of Coke, but someone had put a bunch of cigarette butts out in there and it was like thick. Obviously, it wasn't just Coke. It was like some horrid potion someone had made and it stunk. And then we poured it out for some reason. And then all of those catacomb bits stunk for the rest of the, maybe for years after that until they knocked it down.
Wow.
And you couldn't go down there anymore because me and Duncan stunk it up.
Have you guys ever vomited from a smell?
Oh, I don't think so.
I've definitely done a dry reach from a smell.
Yeah, dry reach for sure, but never full spew.
No, not a full spew. And I think the worst belt that it's all like dead rat.
Dead rat's pretty nasty.
I think it's one of the worst. Mm. Like a decomposing rat somewhere is one of the, I think we're programmed to like, have that reaction towards death and decay.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, no. If it's that
but then
close
dogs,
to your nose.
Dogs love it. They love stuff that stinks. What's up with
love
that?
That shit. They love the stink.
Yeah. I kind of wish we had the sense of smell of a dog. Not the power of it, but just like the indifference to bad smells. Like, hey, this is an interesting smell. There's no good or bad to a dog. It's just interesting.
Yeah. Like information. Real scent neutrality.
Mm.
You take the smell as it is. You learn what you can from it. You go about your day.
Yeah. Mm. You're a good superpower. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
Ben, thank you very much for joining us. Where can people find more of your things?
Yeah, well, you can find some of my things. Just go onto the you ever heard of this the socials?
Oh yeah.
Oh, the socials.
The Instagram, I'm Ben Russell, I'm there, and then the Twitter while it lasts, it's slowly sort of decaying.
Facebook's about to launch a Twitter competitor. I saw that in Jesus the news Christ. Today. That's going to be terrible.
That sounds bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be terrible. I'm holding out for Blue Sky.
Yeah, I'm hearing a bit of buzz about Blue Sky. Yeah. Maybe you could go the distance.
It looks
I just don't know. We need something else.
Is Blue Sky the one that the Twitter inventor made?
Yeah, a bunch of people from Twitter are starting it up.
Yeah, cool.
It looks very Black Mirror when you download the app. It's just a photo of like clouds in a blue sky. And then when you open it up, it looks like it's been made for television.
Mm. Yeah, right.
Interesting.
But well, there you go. I want to go on to Twitter, but I don't approve of anything about what Twitter is.
It's now. So I honestly don't usually use Twitter much, except for the Shut Up a Second account at Shut Up a Sec on Twitter. Give it a follow. Come on, help me out. But it is actually so surprising to me that after every tweet, the main reply to that tweet with a million likes is not just "Shut the fuck up! Who cares? Shut up! I don't care! This is stupid! Stop!"
Yeah.
That's all I think the whole time I'm on it. I'm like, shut up! And most of the time I agree with, it's like an annoying people that I agree with or awful racist people who I hate. It's like, there's no winning.
Yeah.
It just sucks.
I saw a tweet that was like, oh, well, we had it good while it lasts, but I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And I was like, "It. We didn't have it good.
No, it had it terrible and now it's unbearable.
Twitter has never been good. No. It's just gotten so much worse, which I didn't even think that was possible.
Yeah.
But that's Elon, you know, he shoots for the stars. He's a
you
real
know what we should do? Unban all those horrible, horrible racists.
It's just an absolute dog shit. Set up at the moment, so.
So follow Ben on Twitter.
What's your Blue Sky handle? Have you got one?
I don't have one yet. So it's on, I tried to get it, I don't know if it's on Androids.
Yeah.
But Ben Russell's on Twitter, if you can be fucked. Otherwise, Instagram is still
They'll find
fine.
You. Just Google it.
Google Ben Russell.
And Ben, what else have you got good going on?
Oh, I got so much going on. Thank you so much for asking. If you are looking for something to do in July, which, let's face it, who is that?
Aren't we all?
Oh, God.
July 31st, which is a Monday, at 7 p.m. at Comedy Republic, teaching your dog to read. I am the king of improv, everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're here
I studied at
Second
City.
Can you do
City.
A little made-up character for us
US.
Now?
I'm very good. No, that's how good I am.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't have anything to prove. Yeah. Anyway, I got a good big group of people. a good group of people, and we get comedians in and improvise with them, and it's always a really good time. Yeah. Last month, we had Zach Rowain and Michelle Brazier. The month before that, we had Cal Wilson, Jordan Barr, and Bronwyn Cuss. This month, we have Oliver Coleman and the project's very own Sam Taunton.
Cool. Is Lena Moon going to be involved
Lena
as well?
Moon will be there, yes. She's on the
Lena's
ensemble.
Lena's a staple, right? Yeah, she's always.
Yeah, she's a staple, along with Alistair Baldwin and Amy Ruffle.
Lovely.
Oh,
it's always a great time. Listen, I'm so confident, it's almost arrogant. It's verging on arrogance that I'm so confident that you will have a good time if you come, that I'll suck your dick or your pussy.
Wow, that's inclusive.
If you don't have a good time.
Well, there you go. You heard it from Ben. That's a legally binding verbal contract.
Yeah, you'll get sucked off if you don't have a good time.
Yeah, if you don't have a good time, at least you'll get sucked off.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming on.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. And start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.